Time now is 6:37. Call this meeting to order. May 9th, 2017, Land and Natural Resources Cultural Preservation Committee. I'd like to ask Dale Beaver if you'd give us an invocation.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this beautiful day of giving us, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you just for allowing us to come together and conduct business on behalf of the tribe, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you give us your wisdom on all the decisions we make tonight, Lord. Just have your handprint upon on everything that we do tonight, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for everything that you stand for and everything you've done in our lives, Lord. Sure. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Next we have a roll call by Gazy. Mitch Jack will be excused for tonight's meeting.
Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Dale Beaver.
Here.
Thomas Urhola.
Here.
Mitch Jack. Chairman, I got four present, one absent.
Four present, one absent constitutes a quorum, and any business transacted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval minutes for April 18, 2017. I'll give the committee time to review and ask for a motion. Motion was made by Mark Randolph to approve the minutes with any necessary changes.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes have been approved. Next we have is next order of business for camp and camp house and fellowship hall grant applications. Tuckabuchee Methodist Church, Paul Fixico, which was postponed from 4/18/2017. Yeah, yes, Thomas.
Mr. Chairman, I think last month we had a discussion and the funds were not appropriate for the building. And so I've talked to Reverend Fixico, and I believe next month we will be having a bill forthcoming, so I'm going to make a motion to postpone indefinitely on this application.
Okay, motion postponed indefinitely for this application by okay. Thomas Urhola.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Urhola.
Yes.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That one's been postponed indefinitely. Excuse me. Next application we have is Hickory Ground Indian Baptist Church, number two, Anna Kelly.
Come up here.
Come up here, please. Thank you for being here. Anybody have any questions?
Make a motion to pass.
No questions. Okay. Motion been made by Mark Randolph for due pass.
Second.
Second by Thomas Urhola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Dale Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Urhola.
Yes.
Chairman, I got three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. So everything's correct on here. All your information's correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'll call you whenever the ticket is ready.
Thank you.
All right, next, we have is church and ceremonial grant applications. That's Jubby and Indian Baptist Church. Evening. Your application is for $5,000 and what you'll be What is yours on here?
Oh, we're just trying to upkeep the fellowship hall and the Beale shed or something. To store up and we're trying to purchase a lawnmower too.
Anybody have any questions on this one? Is this both of them? That one and this one?
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking the minimum, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mistake.
Okay.
On that one. There's a mistake on that one.
Mm-hmm. So right here, this is a lawnmower. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lawnmower on there on that line there. This particular grant application, lawnmowers are not allowed on this application here.
Not anymore.
Well, it's different. I mean, you probably had to come for another appropriation for that to get a lawnmower, but it can't go through this particular application.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd had to take that one off.
Sounds like we've done it before. I think that was when it was 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have to file under next time in order to get one.
Right now, it'd be under a special appropriation if we were to do one for the church, and that's a different. We'd have to go through a different route through that. But under this application, it doesn't fall into that. It won't be able to get a lawnmower for this. So on this one here, your estimate is 2008, so we're going to have to subtract that. And then, and what was this one here in the back here? Is it, what was your estimate for this for?
Oh, for that building that we're working on the bed.
Okay. Okay. Was a building for the lawnmower?
No.
Okay.
No. It was like to store our communion tables and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just needed an extra building.
I see. At least if it's on that, something like that, is this for the, when this particular application is for churches or the church building, or is it for surrounding buildings also, or what they're looking at?
Well, it's to construct, renovate, repair, I don't know about a special building,
mm-hmm.
But I guess it's something needed.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want to make sure.
And we're going to paint our fellowship hall.
Well, mm-hmm. I think you're going to use it for classes, too. It's a...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Oh, as a storage, basically a storage mm-hmm. building.
Yeah, I guess.
So I think,
yeah.
I think that would be okay.
Okay, all right.
But then they have to, in order to get help with the lawnmower, you just have to write a letter requesting that assistance, and we get three quotes. If you need help with that, you can call me tomorrow. I'll give you my card, and I can help you with those quotes, because a lot of the churches have been going certain different stores. So
mm-hmm.
I can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's
the
lawnmower.
Yeah,
well, I'm
looking
for that. Okay.
Representative
Hubble
will sponsor
it. Yeah, just go ahead and talk to the sponsor.
It's 1065.
But we have to come to the community.
This is mine. It's the lawnmower. The total would be that. $10.65.
questions? That's what I'm going to ask him. The total.
Still need the material.
Yeah. How much is our total now?
Now altogether, we.
You're asking. No, we're trying to get it to see how much you got left or how much you can spend. Looks like you'll have around 1734 that you need to, because you're getting the minimum amount, which is 5,000, and 1700 is. I know it's crazy. We took the lawnmower off, but I mean it doesn't fall into this particular application. But you know, is there something else that y'all can do, like utilize $1,700 for, whether it be another part of the building or on the church? Y'all can come up with something on that?
Now?
Well, we can approve it.
I'm sure we can.
Yeah.
Find something else
to use. Yeah, and we require all receipts for anything you, you know, purchase, and I mean, it's strictly for building material and, you know, anything you use to build. But basically, you'll kind of give us the same thing and what you spend it on.
Uh-huh. Is that okay? They have like this one.
Oh, that's total.
Yeah, that's the total now.
Oh, okay. So right now your total is 1734 is what you're gonna what your total is, and what you have left is 3366. you know, I mean, you could do, you know, it's anything you need for the church. I mean, but yeah.
But as long as you provide them receipts.
Yeah, as long as you provide receipts for it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be like for construction or something to do for the church.
Sure.
Yeah, repairs.
Like labor. Can you use that for paying somebody?
You know, on this one.
No
contract. Same thing after you utilize the contract.
Mm-hmm. I know it was different when we did the campus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If we paid for
any construction, they'd have to fill out that contract, that agreement, licensed.
Yeah, they have to be licensed and bonded, and if you're paying someone, they have to have a contract.
Chairman?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Mickle, would you like us to postpone for a month, and then you guys can talk about it and see how you might want to use all of it?
Yeah, we didn't do
that. Then we'll just come back next month, and whatever you want to do, then we'll take it through then. Sound all right?
Yeah, that'd be done.
Make a motion to postpone for a month.
Motion made to postpone for 1 month by Mark Randolph, seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Yehoah?
Yes.
Chairman, got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against, and that motion passes. So you'll be postponed for 1 month and come back next month. But yeah, basically you'll have 5,000 you can come up with to do whatever you need done with the church or anything like that.
See, well, I didn't know anything about the lawnmower.
Yeah.
I think we've used it like that before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have.
That was my
hand. Oh, excuse me. All right. Next one we have is we woke Indian Baptist Church. Doesn't look like you have trouble coming up with yours.
It didn't take me long. let me give you a quick insight on what we've got, and share just a little bit with you on that. And of course, you can see with what the information that I've given to you. You know, you see the history of the church, and I've given you paperwork on the history of the church and the land deed and everything when it was, and I've given you copies of all of that, let me give you a little bit of a history. I was born and raised at the Woke Indian Baptist Church, but I left there in 1976. And when I left in 76, well, they were still using the camp houses. And the camp houses, I came back in 2011, and all the camp houses were gone, and they were using an old camp house for Fellowship Hall, which is currently, that's what they're still, we are still using. And the ceiling's falling in, the floor's falling in. There's just not a whole lot left that ain't falling in on it. And so Brother Thomas here has been helping me with this and telling me what I could apply for and told me what I needed. And so that's what I've gotten right there. And so what I've got is I've got the Micah Abel, which is the he's the public works director there in Weewalka. And so he's the one, he and I are going to be, we'll be contracting that out and getting, putting all the, he and I's the one put all the figures together. We done all the contacts as far as the building itself, what it's going to take to get it up, and all the heat and air. We've contacted everybody and got all the, that's how we got all of the, those quotes aren't just quotes that are, we pulled out of the sky. It's something that we've actually contacted the heat and air people, the electricians. We've gone through and we've done everything that we knew that we could, that we possibly would have to do with it to come up with this $50,000. And so I believe that we've pretty well got all of the bases covered as far as I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know of anything else in there. I mean, you know, you can always, there's always something that could come up. There's always that possibility, but hopefully everything is covered under that. And our church is in bad need of it. It's in bad need of it right now. And we could actually even utilize it not just for the fellowship hall, but also we could use it for our different classes and all. You know, I was looking at it and I was thinking we could actually not actually put up a permanent wall in it, but actually put up partitions, you know, that are movable in and out, where we could utilize it for classrooms. Because our church currently has we have Sunday school and worship service every Sunday. We meet every Wednesday night, and we still have our four Sundays, which we start on Friday night. We have Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, which we still serve on every night, Friday night, Saturday night. And then, of course, every Sunday on our four Sundays that we have, we still do that. Of course, on our Lord's Supper meetings, which is every quarter, and we begin on Wednesday, and we go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and on into Sunday. So we're there quite a bit, and so this building would really help us, you know, as far as mm-hmm. as far as that the fellowship hall and all. So that's the reason that we're wanting to put it together.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I probably talked way too long.
That's all right. You're all right. It's all right. I promise.
Yes. Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I'm talking to Reverend Kenny. I asked him for a deed as part of his application, and that was to make sure that it was within the nation. And it's in the nation barely, but it's within. Mm-hmm. And so he's qualified on that.
All right, thank you. Questions? Mark?
I guess for Alicia, does this fit into the parameters of the grant?
Now, when we added the church, camps and camp houses, fellowship halls, that was to repair, not construct and build. So we've used this grant for building of the fellowship halls before.
I'll make a motion to pass.
Motion for due pass, Mark Randolph. Seconded by Thomas Chihola. Roll call.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Chihola?
Yes.
Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. All your information correct on here?
Numbers. Yes, it is.
Okay. She'll get with you on when you can receive it.
Okay. So at a later date,
I'll give you a call.
Give me a call?
Yeah.
Okay, the number's on there.
And we'll require all receipts to be turned back in.
Yes. All right. And I sure do. Thank you.
All right, Madhu.
You may just wait a couple weeks or so.
All right.
Okay, next one, Church Ceremonial Grant Applications, Sand Creek, Eufaula Indian Baptist Church.
I was going over your application, and I didn't see where you had any, you know, directions to how to get there.
It's from 56 and 270. Mm-hmm. You're going a mile south and a mile and a quarter west.
Okay. And also, I was looking, we asked for deeds. The last, applicant that we had. And I saw here that you had removal restrictions. And it says, whereas Martha Tiger, citizen of the Seminole Nation, was allotted the following described land. And it's in section 177. And do you have a deed to?
This is the only thing we got, and it's recorded at the courthouse because it states that she gave the land to the church. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I understand that this is what this is here.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you provide a deed, or I can, well, if you don't mind, I could probably, go to the courthouse in Boca and get one. But what we need to do is to verify its location, because the program is for churches within the jurisdiction. And so that's what we need to determine that. If you don't mind, I can do that, and I can send it to Realty, and they can verify it.
Yeah.
And if it's verified, then we're okay. If not, then we'll just act accordingly, or take what actions that we have to. But I think we need to get that clarified first. So I don't mind going to the courthouse that we woke up to get that, and then send it to Realty, then have them verify it. And then we can probably address it probably next month. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a deed to this, even at the courthouse, because I think that's where this one comes from.
Yes. Well, if it's there, I'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, can we address this next month then after we get that verified?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yes, Rufus.
Chairman, in regards to that, they've already received was it a grant for your camp houses or?
Yeah, for the camp house and church before.
And I talked to the legislative clerk and that, or EAC, and she said that they had turned all the receipts in, and I mean everything was already done. I don't know if it was a question of them, but I don't know who may have been on the council when that came up. But apparently they had enough folks to get that done. So I think precedence has already been set. And they've already showed that they received help, and they, in good faith, turned everything in, did everything they needed to do and stuff. So, I mean, I think, I think we're, since, precedence has been set, I think we're obligated to give them help. I forgot when the appropriation was of the grant. Do you remember when that fuzzy gave?
No.
Okay. Jason, do you remember when it was?
2011.
And this is, I know, that may be a technicality, but this church is one of the oldest churches. It's probably about 87 years old, and it's one of the last traditional churches that really do abide by tradition and stuff, and that's worth a lot. That's what we're trying to keep up, is tradition and stuff. And like I said before, I think that since precedence has been set, then I think, they should be able to. Thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you.
We've got a motion to postpone for 1 month.
All right. Motion is made to postpone for 1 month by Thomas Shahola.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Roll call.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. So we'll postpone it for 1 month, and we'll have you come back.
We'll be back. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Next item we have is TR17-067. Tribal resolution of the school nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a stewardship agreement on behalf of the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass for Mark Randolph.
Second.
Second by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
This is an agreement which will allow us to contract with a vendor to obtain seeds that have proprietary technology, which will allow us to see a better yield, better benefit, lower application of fertilizer needs, and better pest management control. By executing this agreement, we'll have access to a variety of seed sources. And the seeds that we would be using are actually very standard in the industry, so we are excited for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Any questions? I have a question. This agreement is for how long?
It has to be renewed annually.
Okay. Okay. All right. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Mark Randall.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shaholo.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Next item we have is TR17-068, a tribal resolution of Schoolcraft Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a United States Department of the Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs right-of-way application and granting Oklahoma Natural Gas a right-of-way for an existing natural gas pipeline located in Muskogee County, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Joyce Deere.
Motion
for due pass by Thomas Shaholo.
Second
by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
Discuss this a little bit, and then I'm going to turn it over to Danielle. It's simply just a right-of-way renewal across our property that's in trust over in Muskogee in front of the casino, actually the Travel Plaza.
Yes.
Correct. And we'll do that. Go ahead.
We have actually been working on this for a little bit in the office. But if you kind of look through the information that we had given there, it's the company originally offered us roughly $10,000, and appraised for $5,600, and we have since negotiated with them to go ahead and give us $26,000 roughly for that right away. And the company did fail to approach us in the beginning when it expired. So we've also included within that a late fee, so they're giving us a $500 late fee for that also. So they've been really good about working for us, and it covers 0.56 acres more or less, so we tried to get the most that we could get at least for the tribe for that renewal. And it's existing, so nothing else is going to be going in, and it's already there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not quite an acre.
Yeah, it's 0.15, 0.56.
Any questions? And this is a 20-year lease term on this one?
It's a 20-year right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question, Thomas?
No.
No questions? Mark, Dale? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Shaholo?
Yes.
Mark Randall?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next item we have is NCA-17-077, a law from Schoolcraft Creek Nation approving the 2018 Indian Housing Plan. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion. Yes, thank you.
Well, this is our Indian Housing Plan. As you noticed, that it's for the 18. FY18, mm-hmm. And that is due July 17th, and that the amount in this grant, we really don't know what it's going to be because of the 18 funding, because the president has a different budget coming out, so they said there will be some cuts in the Department of Housing and Urban Development, so they said it's going to be about 13%. So based on that, these are just estimated costs, which it usually is anyway, and that's what we're basing them on. Mm-hmm. And also on our 17, we hadn't received that yet. You know, we already applied for it because, you know, the government keeps postponing some of these things that they're doing, so it's delaying us getting our funds. We usually have it about this time every year, but we're kind of delayed a little bit this year also. So we're still working on our 16 grant funds.
Mm, okay. Any questions? Yes, Dale.
Mr. Willow, where did the most of the cuts come from in the IHP? You said you had to cut back, right?
Right.
So how did that affect your IHP for 18?
We just had to cut back on, you know, different programs. But what we was trying to do is to do the activities that will decrease some of our waiting list applicants that we have on a wait list, because we increase the programs that we may be able to take them off to start up a new program. Like we have an elderly assistance program. Mm-hmm. We increased that a little bit so we could take them off of development, so we took some off the development side. But once we get funded for the whole amount, we can move that money around any way we want to, as long as we, you know, get HUD's approval. But we stay within the same amount.
Okay. Did the Section 184, is that going to be gone, or that going to be brought back?
We did. It may be, you know, that's one of those things that we didn't pick up. Mm-hmm. But right now, we have a mortgage assistance program. It's almost similar to that program.
Right.
And it's for people that are, that have bad credit, you know, can't get loans. And on this mortgage assistance program that we have now, we assist them like $25,000 to get a house. So most of them will go that direction because the banks, it's hard for them to get loans to the banks because of their credit. So that's the reason that 184 has gotten difficult to operate.
Thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you. Any other questions? No questions? Roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beaver?
Yes.
Thomas Yehola?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you. Next we have is NCA 17-078, the Law of Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Little Casita Indian Baptist Church. Sponsors David Hill. Motion.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Thomas Yehola, seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
This is for the trip to Falls Creek, and I'm in Ms. Washington, the representative here. Yeah, question. I think everything was in y'all, should have been in y'all's packet.
Any questions? Mark Randolph.
How many creek systems?
All of them except two.
All of them.
Our pastor's chopped. We got them anyway.
I'm just checking. Thank you.
All right. How many members do y'all have here?
55.
They're all going?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have, oh, are these all, I'm not talking, you mean are these all members?
No.
We've got over 100. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of backsliders, but. Okay.
We don't need to know that.
But we keep praying. I don't know how far you want to go. No.
Okay.
And we did get a good deal on our cabin rental. We've been really trying, because a lot of the cabins are $2,000, $2,500 mm-hmm. and things like that. So we've been really trying to stay with that and working with them to keep that price down.
Mm-hmm.
And we just generalized the, I'm not just that you might want some figures, and I'm thinking, well, that's what we do, because we have food for everybody for the whole week. So.
Mm-hmm. What kind of other fundraisers are you? Do you have or?
Or we held this one fundraiser, and it was a breakfast, and we got a lot of people coming, and then I made two baskets for a prize, so they had come. We tried to sell tickets out, so. That was our first fundraiser, and then we've got one coming up this Friday, a taco sale. Okay, and a lot of our elders are doing the cooking and stuff, so they can go. And when I say elder, I'm talking 55 and up, maybe because like I'm still a young 60s, but I'm going. So. But they're really, you know, they're trying to get us to go this time. We're really trying to start fundraisers early. That was back in, that was April. This is May. We'll have, probably have one more in June. We're not making massive amounts,
mm-hmm.
but we're trying.
Mm-hmm. Question? No questions? Roll call vote.
Thomas Shahala?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joe Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, three in favor, zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Thank you.
BFMJ.
And it'll be forwarded to BFMJ for a funding source. All right. Thank you.
I didn't know what you said.
Just be there next Saturday.
Next item we have is NCA 17-079, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the United States, or United Tribes for Christ Fellowship. Sponsors David Hill.
Make a motion to pass.
Motion to be passed by Dale Beaver. Seconded by Thomas Shahola. Discussion?
Yes. You don't have to go foreign debt like your previous one. The same United Fund last year, but they asked, basically they kept the same amount what they asked for last year. And hard to know all the seats and everything were coming in. I haven't heard otherwise. And I'll let y'all talk. Ask them any questions they have.
I have a
question. Yes, Mark.
Since this is last year, where was it held?
It was held at Henrietta.
Close. Here in Creek Country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This year it's going to be at Carnegie.
Yes.
How many creeks are going to attend?
Every one of our creeks that are a part of United Tribes and New Hope Fellowship will all be major. We're the ones who minister in word and in song. And so there's our New Hope, who has about approximately 10 in Royal Creeks, they'll go with us and they'll minister during the week. And I know there's creeks up there in Carnegie that's intermarried into Kiowa people.
Thank you, Chairman.
Questions? And how many, y'all come here last year for this?
Yes,
or
we've been here. We've been here actually, I guess, for about 3 years now. And we have appreciated all the help that y'all have given us. Because even though we've received help, we've still had to have around $2,000 to, you know, pay after our camp meeting. So this has really tremendously helped us very much.
Question.
Oh, yes.
You do fundraising?
Yes. Fundraising, and our board also gives 360. That's their dues, and they have to give that every month. At this point, though, I know there's several within our board that
don't have jobs, and so they're not able to give.
We did get a good donation from a manufacturing company in Ada for all the plasticware, the dinnerware, and things like that, and that was quite a big amount from our budget.
Yeah, when we buy those things from Sam's, you know, it's real expensive, but they donated 1,000 paperware for us, so that really tremendously cuts away, you know, from our spending.
Chairman, I need to make a comment. I don't want to make it hard on you folks, but since it's going to be over in Carnegie, last year it was here, I'm going to make an amendment to change the amount to $5,000.
Motion has been made to amend to $5,000 by Mark Randolph. need a second?
Second
by Thomas Shahola. Discussion on that amendment there?
It's just part of our accountability. I think when it's closer here, that more of our people can attend. And a lot of times, it's kind of the same when we do National Conference for the Methodists. When it's hosted over here, we'll put in a lot of money because we're free from our country. But when it's over there, then it's not as much. Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Any more comments on the amendment? Roll call vote on the amendment.
Mark Randolph.
Yes.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola.
Yes.
Chairman Huff, 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0 against. That passes for the amendment from 7,000 to 5,000. Back to our main motion.
Do we have one?
There's already a motion.
Yeah, it's already a motion there. Is there any comments or questions on the main motion? Roll call vote.
Bill Beaver.
Yes.
Thomas Shahola?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor and 0 against. That motion passes.
Thank you.
And then before it will be up and Jay for funding source. Thank you.
Can I give y'all some, this is a youth outreach. I'd like to give y'all a poster.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing something every weekend.
Yeah, we do a lot of youth outreach. Thank y'all very much.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Next item we have is NCA 17-082, the Laudrim Skokie Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to the Little Casita Indian Baptist Church. Sponsors Mark Randolph.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Thomas Shahola. Discussion.
Chairman?
Yes.
I'd just like to say in the narrative, they have 30 acres or less. They've got a big piece of land over there.
10 acres, 7 acres.
Thank you, Chairman.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Yes, Randy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just curious, where would the mower or the equipment be stored?
There at the church on the property. We have a place for it. Okay. It will be locked.
And then the funding, or not funding, but the maintenance, you guys have the funding to do the maintenance, required maintenance?
It's included in the purchase price. They will come and service it, to deliver it. Up to so many hours when purchased, they'll come and replace the fluids and reservice it, and then back to general use, and then every year. With myself being deacon of the church, I will be responsible for the logging hours, because we have to document the hours and send it to them so it doesn't
wipe out the warranty on it. So it's warranted and covered. The problem they were telling me about them was the seals on the mowers, they tend to blow out and they're not replaceable. But these that that I produced in the quote, they're serviceable, and if anything happens to it, well, they'll be able to fix it.
And what about insurance?
The church
will put insurance on it?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. How is your property maintained now? Do y'all pay someone, or do y'all have?
No, we just our men come together at times when they can and mow. We went through about two riding mowers in about almost 2.5 summers to 3 summers. So just a commercial riding lawnmower. It doesn't handle that much, the type that we had bought. So this is an upgrade for commercial and allow us to continue to keep it for 4 or 5 years, hopefully, or longer. Because the other one, they're just blowing the motors and just wearing out. And it's a lot of grass to cut. And partially of it is brush hard also.
Okay. Questions? No questions, roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Tom Shipola?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman have 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
And
before to BF&J from Funding Source. Sorry about that. Next item we have is NCA 17-083, Law and School Designation, authorizing special appropriation to Springtown United Methodist Church, sponsored by Mark Randolph. Motion for due pass by Mark Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Dale Beaver. Discussion.
Chairman, Mr. Tecumseh couldn't be here tonight, so any questions you can ask me?
Questions for on this particular piece of legislation? Any questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Dale Beaver?
Yes.
Tom Shihola?
Yes.
Chairman, 3 in favor, 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. We're down to other business. Do we have any other business? None? Any announcements? No announcement.
I have an announcement.
Yes.
I wanted to announce for Miss Kane. Miss Melba Eats had texted me and said Miss Kane had passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking about our legislation and the things she was able to get back and read. And she was able to look through those things. So I thought that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to announce for her.
All right, thank you.
Luncheon.
Okay, there's an invitation that the council members had received in their mailboxes, and they need to RSVP for June 3rd so they can kind of determine who will be in attendance for
the lunch.
For lunch for that day of the pageant. I'd like for everybody to please respond with that, whether you'll be attending or not. Any other announcements? Yes.
Thursday, the Natural Resource Conservation District is partnering with Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, and we're having a meeting with various ag producers to kind of come together and see what we can do to be able to help our restricted landowners and trusted lands. So we're having that Thursday from 1 to 3 at the college. We'd like to just extend an invitation to come and join the conversation. We have the state conservation with USDA and NRCS that will be there also. So we'd like to attend. Just let us know.
All right. All right. Thank you. Okay, no other announcements. Pastor, would you offer the benediction for us and serve as our journey?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you once again for this day. Lord, as we come together, Lord, for this meeting, we thank you, Father, for the council members and, Lord, all the things that they have to do and attain. Father, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for the blessed day. And Father, Lord, as we dismiss, Father, Lord, dismiss us with your love and go with each one, Father, Lord, that your holy angels surround their vehicles. Lord, we just give all praise and glory to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.